Good morning.
Is this seat taken?
No, but the weather is extremely inclement for the time of year, is it not?
Perhaps it will stay warm until the wanderer returns.
Well, I understand the daffodils are flowering early in Regent's Park.
Only the ones not eaten by herds of migrating unicorns.
Then the phoenix rises at dawn.
But the fire will burn till dusk.
You're late.
I was delayed. I think I was shadowed.
Did you lose them?
Yes. I followed procedure. Have you spoken to Sergei?
No, I could not get through. The radio signal was dead.
The Americans?
They couldn't know. Sergei is too good an operative.
Perhaps the Germans?
Perhaps. If he has not made contact within 24 hours, we shall have to assume that he has been compromised.
Or crossed over?
Never, not Sergei.
Do you remember Gregor, back in 73?
Gregor was never a true patriot. Too much Cossack blood coursing through his veins.
Mm. Could Sergei identify us?
No, we're too far removed and he would have covered his tracks too well.
So we have nothing to worry about?
No.
Would he talk?
We all talk in the end.
Except for Vladimir.
Oh, yes, Vladimir.
He couldn't wait. Even typed it out for them. In triplicate. What became of him?
They made him head of the department. Did very well. I believe he's retired to a bungalow in Nuki.
Not like Boris the Butcher.
Ah, they don't make them like Boris anymore. Old school.
Does Sergei have any sensitive information?
He might know about Station Capricorn.
Then that could be a problem.
He would have to be eliminated.
Hmm. Have you informed Control?
Yes, they've already put a bloodhound on his trail.
Well, let us hope.
Now then, Mr. Smith, it's time for your medication. And Mr. Jones, you're late for the psychiatrist again. We all know what happens when you start indulging in these little spy fantasies. Come on now, off you go.
This is Agent Natasha Romanov. He's on his way. Get ready.